Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
French horn, because it's the 100th episode today. Join us on the party episode. I've got rid of my UTI, and just in time, I've invited friend of the show, lover of the show.
And the reason I have a UTI is Brett Goldstein.
Lovely intro, if you don't mind. Now, I'm usually at the intro, you wouldn't be here, and I'd say things like, you know, but it's 100 episodes, we can do what we want. I'll say things like, oh, you know him from Ted Lasso.
Can I do what you would do, having listened to every episode of Clarica? This is the incredibly disrespectful way you introduce most people. This is Brett Goldstein. You can Google him. He's done stuff. You probably know him. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. If you're listening to this, you're listening because either you like kind of number you like Brett. And if you don't, it's not my job. Why is it my job to tell you who he is? Anyway, here he is.
Yeah, something like that. You know, I'd sort of say, well, look, he did Super Bob. That's my favourite film ever. Oh, that is my favourite. That is in my top five films.
Out of all the, how many films?
Okay, well, if you want me to listen.
Yeah, I do.
Super Bob is in there. I'm not saying it's number one, but it's in the top five.
What's number one?
Hunt for the Wilder People.
Yeah,
I love that one. And some others. I'll get back to you. There's loads of films out there.
Yeah.
Top five is really... It is such a good film. Mm. I could be top three.
Right.
I'll get back to you with my...
If you could name a third film, it would be great.
Oh, I know. Oh. I do know. Prestige.
The Prestige?
The Prestige, yeah. The Prestige. The magic one.
Yeah.
So good.
Really good.
Yeah, and... Oh, God, there's so many films.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Oh, I mustn't.
Stop putting me on the spot. Oh, God. It's like songs. They go on forever. There's so many. Anyway, Brett Goldstein from Super Bob, I suppose, and Ted Lasso, and off the record, you know, quite a lot of stuff, actually. So we'll bring him in now. Come on in.
Hello. Cuddle club.
I think that's enough. Oh, that's a shame. We've got, I say we. Well, it is we, isn't it, Ben? Ben doesn't speak.
He is here, though, for anyone who's ever doubted that he is in the room.
Sometimes it's Naomi.
But today it's Ben.
Today it's Ben. He won't say a bloody peep. Good luck getting a peep out of Ben. Anyway, I've got... I've got Brett Goldstein. What a strong leg times two. I don't think it should be a secret that when you came in, I felt your leg.
Yeah, you did.
I couldn't believe.
Really?
I couldn't believe my fists. They were so sturdy in a lovely, in an elegant way.
Yeah,
the amount of compact muscle... If you don't mind me saying.
No, I'm delighted to hear it, actually.
I mean, what?
You know, people rarely talk about your legs. You don't know, do you? I had no idea.
What's your program?
It's football, it's running, it's weights, it's squats, lots of squats.
So far, so right from the. so far, so rake end, isn't it? Roy.
She's a big fan.
I know his name's Roy. I was calling him Ray for the first series, wasn't I?
But genuinely and from the heart.
Yeah. Now I know. Season 3, I know it's Roy. You can't fool me anymore.
Can't fool me. I'm a big fan of Ted Lasso.
Right, Brett Goldstein, my muse. My one of my best friends, my confidant, yes, and also the inspiration, not to put this too lightly, behind Cuddle Club, the musical.
The biggest fan of Cuddle Club, the musical. I truly, truly love Cuddle Club. It is pure Lou Sanders, and I love nothing more than Lou Sanders. And Lou Sanders would often say to me, oh, Cuddle Club's stupid, isn't it? It's embarrassing, it's stupid.
I did go through a little phase.
And I called her and I was like, what are you talking about? Do you have any idea how happy this makes me and millions of others?
Well, not millions.
And I said, you've got to stop doing this thing that is so beautiful and wonderful and assuming that it's shit. Yeah. You're putting love in the world. You're putting light in the world. You're putting Lou in the world. And what the world needs now is Lou, sweet Lou.
God damn it, you've won me over. I'm going to do another 100.
Yay!
Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. I think that's enough. First impressions of me.
Well, I know the first impression of you. We ever talked about this? Yeah, we have. Have we ever said it publicly?
No, I'd like to know.
Me and Luke McQueen, who I also didn't know, first time I met him, it was the Moose of the Year Awards contest, whatever.
You weren't the Moose of the Year, were you?
No, I certainly wasn't. And it was the semi-finals, I believe.
Wow.
And it was in Bath. Mm. And I was the designated driver. I pick up a stranger called Luke McQueen. He seems fun. Mm. We know on the list we've also got to pick up a girl called Lou Sanders. Yeah. We pull over the road. There you are. We went to Bath. Mm. And I thought, she seems great. Fun. But, you know, we're all nervous. This is the Amused Moose of the Year Award. We're all vying for the top moose.
Let me be the moose. Yeah.
Yeah. Please be the moose. We're all new to being a moose. We're nervous about it.
Never been a moose before.
Never been a moose. I've been a fan, you know. Trying. We're all new. Go to the cavern, some sort of cavernous place in Bath. And you and I are sat. There's like a little alcove bit with a table. You and me are sat crunched up in the corner. We're going over our sets, our moose set, writing jokes. And you, we're not talking, we're just doing our sets, a bit of noise. And you slide a little piece of folded paper over to me, without saying anything, just slide it across your finger. And I open it and it says, give Maddie back.
I thought this
is my favourite person. And I have loved you ever since. And that's a long time ago, and I've loved you every single day since.
And my first impression of you was, what a charming guy.
Right.
Love this guy. Mm-hmm. Really love this guy. But has he got Maddie? Well, you could put this music under anything. Right, are you ready for the quickfire round?
Yeah.
Okay. You could be friends with a tiger or a monkey. Which one? Both friendly.
It's got to be quickfire.
Both friendly, though.
God, that is really tough. Because
I know. You'd
I'd
love to be friends with a
tiger. I want to cuddle a tiger.
Yeah.
I'm a cuddle a tiger. I want to cuddle a tiger.
Yeah.
But a monkey would be fun to have around traditionally, but it might not be. You know, might be a monkey with issues. If they've both got issues, I'd actually prefer a tiger.
Right, because moody, sulky, going to sort out on their own.
Yeah, moody, sulky's going to sit in the corner, so monkey's going to be like making noise and jumping around and throwing their own shit. Whereas a tiger can't throw it. So, as much as a tiger could eat you with its head, it can't throw its own shit at you, I don't think.
I don't think so.
And I'm really like anti-poo, actually, as you know. So I think I'm going to go with tiger.
Okay. Damn. Okay. I was going to get you one. Actually, question number two is, in all
seriousness, do you want a monkey?
No. But what should I get you for your birthday? Because it is coming up soon.
Oh, a tiger.
I'm really... No, serious.
Oh, you know my love language isn't gifts, so you don't have to get me anything,
great.
Either.
Right, okay, well, that's...
It's sort of physical, because you just have to give me some hot loving.
Well, that's quite easy.
Yeah, I agree.
And I've cleared up my UTI now. So.
Oh, fantastic. That's good. Well, what was it? Just a general
UTI.
From overworking it?
Doing it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love doing it. Well, it leads me quite nicely to the third question, last question on the quickfire round. Would you rather that all the women in the country or the world had no tits anymore, but you stay as you are, Okay, oh, okay. So you stay as you are, but the women just don't have
any. There's no tits. Right.
Or every woman has massive old big tits.
Yeah.
But you also have massive big tits.
Oh, I take all the titties.
Oh, really? You'd have big titties.
Yeah,
as well.
love them. I'd be very happy everyone had them, and I'd be happy I have them because you can hold it. I can hold my own.
Yeah, that's lovely.
I'd be very comforted by them.
Yeah.
I once did a sketch show where they gave me fake boobs, and I absolutely loved it. I found it genuinely like comforted me just to hold them.
That's a gorgeous answer from a gorgeous guy.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'd like a one-way ticket to Cuddle City Central, please. Okay.
Okay, how do you feel? This is a big question for a lovely boy.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about touching / hugging?
I love it.
You're very good.
I'm a toucher. I love a hug.
You
I'm
communicate a through a hug.
Yeah. I feel weird if I haven't... if I haven't touched someone, I feel weird. In a handshake, a high five, a fist bump. When I say hello to you, if we don't touch, I feel like we haven't really said hello yet. We haven't fully connected. It's like a connection. It's like now I shake your hand, we're in. If we don't touch each other, I feel sort of odd. Like either something's wrong or we haven't sort of completed the beginning. We have to complete it.
You do. I think when you hug me, I feel very safe and I feel lovely.
Well, I feel the same
way. And then I feel your leg and this nice, big, strong one.
Yeah, thank you.
Touch quiz?
Yeah.
5 questions.
Yeah.
What or who am I thinking about touching?
Jason Donovan.
No, great guess, but you can ask things like, is it a person?
Is it a person?
No. But you don't have to have that.
Is it an animal?
Start again.
Okay, start from 5.
From 5, and it's not an animal. And then
you're thinking about touching it.
Yeah.
Is it a food?
No.
Is it a plant?
No.
Is it a piece of furniture?
No.
It's not a person?
No. It's Alfie the film.
Okay. Which one? The remake with Jude Law or the original with Michael Caine?
Well, I didn't know Michael Caine did one first.
Are you... Okay.
So I thought...
This brings me back to why you haven't been on First to Be Buried With.
Oh, well, now she's asking. How romantic are you? I genuinely want to know that, because I've never, much to my chagrin, dated you.
I was thinking about this. Mm. I don't think...
I can't imagine you being romantic.
Yeah. No, I think that I'm in my head romantic, and I think when I'm... It's awful, this. I think I write romantic and think romantic, but I think in real life, I think I used to be much more romantic than I am. And then I think a series of, you know, incidents or whatever have hardened me and made me more sort of embarrassed by it. So I think me being romantic is often almost deliberately shit, a bit funny, rather than just straight up, here's a candlelit dinner and some flowers and whatever. It's a bit like...
I can't imagine you doing a candlelit dinner.
Well, no.
I can imagine you ordering Nando's and...
Yeah, and then lighting a birthday candle and sticking it in the chicken.
Yeah. I can imagine you doing that.
Yeah.
How can you write romantic if you...
Because I guess my inner self is much better than my outer. You know what I mean?
When you get paid, you can be romantic.
Yeah, I'm romantic for Buddy.
It's quite good you're not romantic.
Why?
Because everyone falls in love with you anyway, so imagine if you were romantic as well.
Oh, disgusting.
Yeah, be selling a dream. You've got to have some foibles.
Yeah, and I'm not very romantic. It's just the traditional romance moves. I don't think I...
Oh, no, but that's not romantic anyway. Like, you know, Clint and Card's romance isn't romantic anyway.
Right then.
I think you're workaholics. I don't think you've got time for romance. I think you'd probably think, I'll pick you up from the station, didn't I? I'll give you one of my black t-shirts to mop yourself up to.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
You can't be everything.
You've ruined this t-shirt, and I don't mind. I'm not angry about it.
You want to be in a bubble with me, a cuddle bubble?
Okay, have you got anything you want to ask Psychic Sue?
Yeah. Are we all going to be all right?
Oh, that's a lovely one. I've just got to agree the terms and conditions.
A big one for Psychic Sue, I worry.
Also, I don't want to be in compliment corner over here, but you've got a wonderful laugh. It really lights up the room. Sorry, I'm in compliment corner today.
No, I like it very much. You've got a wonderful smile and face.
Thank you. Oh, dear. Psychic Sue. She's a bit of a misery guts today.
Oh, no. I wish I hadn't asked.
I said, are we all going to be okay? And she says, no, not.
God. Oh, God. Psychic Sue. Okay. Are we... Oh, I don't even want to double down... Psychic Sue, are we all going to be happy?
Well, I don't think so, but are we? We can't all be happy anyway.
Why have you brought me into this darkness?
Okay, will it be okay in the end?
Yeah, okay.
How do you spell it? No, here we go. Will it be okay in the end? Yes, definitely.
Oh.
And that's true.
There you go.
I'll show you that.
So what did she say wasn't, will we be all right?
Are we all going to be okay? No, but in the end we will be.
Okay.
It's always okay in the end. And, you know, we have to go through suffering to know ourselves.
Sure.
To truly know what's important.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, go on, tell us this one. What was your family like, or what is your family like? Why are you doing comedy, I guess, is the subject.
Oh. Yeah, good question. Mm. I think... Well, I think on some level, it's probably more... I always think, why I do comedy is because I don't think I'm well. And so me doing comedy is saying, is this normal?
Oh.
Is this normal?
Yeah.
I think. But I think that comes from...
I think you're as well as a spring.
Mm.
A spring well.
Yes.
I think you're well.
Well, and that's what you keep heckling whenever I do stand-up. You seem well.
I think you get weller with time as well, but I think stand-up helps you get weller.
I think so, yeah.
Because you work it all out and you think, oh, yeah, people... That's interesting because if you think, oh, are these thoughts normal? And then you share it on stage with strangers and they laughing, chuckling away.
Yeah, either they laugh and I just think it's me going, am I all right?
Mm.
And if they laugh, you can tell by the laugh, it's either, yeah, we all think that you're fine, or no, you're fucking mad, but we don't mind it.
Yeah. Oh, I won't ask you again, but I'll tell you who will. It's Alan de Botton. That was Luke on keys, if you can believe. Alan de Botton. Okay, it's now time for Alan de Botton. Something to say.
Oh, we're all big fans.
Yes. Although this might not be
Alan de Botton. Why not?
Because I always leave the cards at home. That's one of the things I do.
Right.
Accidentally.
Mm-hmm.
I've got my tarot cards, I've got my angel cards, but I ain't got my Alan de Botton cards.
Right.
So I've just lifted these from Esther Perel, who I love so much.
I love Esther Perel.
Okay, so I have lifted these from Esther Perel's.
Okay.
But we'll use the same sting about Alan de Botton.
Why don't you do a new sing for the 100th episode for Esther Perel?
Ooh,
she'll make you feel well.
Yeah. Should we sing it together?
Yeah.
Esther Perel, she'll make you feel well. Who is a person who doesn't know they've impacted your life but has?
Huh. I got an answer for you.
Go on.
When I was growing up in Sutton, there was a UCI Cinemas.
I've got a UTI.
Yes, the UTI Cinemas.
Yeah.
For people who've been having a bit too rigorous in the bedroom and need a break and want to watch films.
Yeah.
UTI, six screens, one of the first multiplexes in the UK. And as a young boy, used to go there all the time, every Saturday, go there. Oh, I loved it. And there was a man, and in hindsight, I do wonder, was he a paedophile? There was a man who worked there.
He's changed my life by fucking me.
One of the ushers, and he was a skinhead guy, and he was funny, and he started talking to me, because I was always there, and he started talking to me, and I remember he liked films like I liked films, but he was funny, and he had quite a dark sense of humour, and I remember him making a joke about... So, I was with a friend and there was cancer in her family, something like that. Anyway, he made a joke about cancer and I remember going, you can't make a joke about that, you know, did it? And I said, it's horrible. And he said, yeah, it is horrible. That's why you have to make jokes about it, because how else do we cope? Yeah. And I was like, huh. And I always think about that guy, and I spent a lot of time, he was like the first funny skinhead at you.
Yeah.
And I definitely think he probably had some influence on me. And I think about him. I used to see him every weekend, and now I have no idea where he is, what his name was, and if he's dead.
That's quite nice, actually.
Yeah. He might have been a pedo. I was very young.
No, I bet he wasn't. I bet he was just...
Because I think I used to sneak into older films I shouldn't see as well, and he sort of gave me a pass. He knew what was going on.
Sat the back with you.
Yeah, how mad. And, you know. It's horrible, yeah. That's why you got to laugh about it. Come on.
Very dark humour. No, he sounds like a lovely lad.
Yeah.
Also, if you were really young, he's probably only like 40.
Yeah, he's probably 22.
Yeah, 22.
You know what I mean?
Okay, what's your worst trait? Sorry, that's Esther, not me.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
What's my worst trait? I'm often late. That seems disrespectful to people, doesn't it? I mean, that's not my worst, but it's not a great one.
Yeah, but I suppose we'll keep it light.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, what are arms for if not for snuggling? I don't know if I asked you on the first one.
Yeah.
I'm listening to it back.
No,
if you had a best, worst or weirdest cuddle.
You did, but I can give you...
Different answers,
I suppose.
You've lived a life since then.
Yeah. On the subject of like touching and cuddling and stuff, I saw Bridget Christie the other day. I had a gig with her, and I was so excited to see her. I haven't seen her in so long, and I really love her. And I hugged her really big, and we had a really big hug. And then we went, I'd just been on, I came on stage, we had a big hug, and she was going to go on after, there was a break. And we were in the break, and we were sat there, and then she stood up, and I just hugged her again. But I suddenly felt, as I hugged her, like, oh, that was inappropriate.
You've had your hug.
I'd had my hug. I think I overhugged.
Wow.
And she didn't say anything, but I just had a sudden vibe, like, oh, that was too many hugs.
Yeah.
That was one hug too many.
It's weird.
And of course, because I hadn't seen her in a very long time, I didn't know what our relationship is. I just instinctively, like, hug her and then thought, oh, you've hugged too much.
I don't think she'd mind.
Equally, I saw Sarah Millican the other day, who, again, I hadn't seen for ages, had a big hug, and then we sat down and I found myself kept cupping her face with both hands. I was just so excited to see her, and then I said, I'm so sorry I keep cupping your face.
I think you're good at reading the room. I think that's fine.
I might have overhugged. I hope that there was nothing wrong. I just suddenly thought, oh, yeah, I haven't spent a lot of time hugging Bridget Christie, and maybe two in the space of 2 minutes is too many.
It'd be funny if I got Bridget on the podcast and she said, weirdest cuddle, Brett Goldstein. Yeah. Two in a row in a 5 minute space. We've just had hello, Brett. Get your mucky hands off me.
Could well be. And I'd take it. I'd be like, yeah, no, I deserve that. I overhugged.
From cradle to podcast, maybe the true listening is with our hearts. Okay, last one.
Yeah.
What do you think life's all about?
I want a serious, honest answer.
Answer.
I'm going to give you this answer, and I'm sure I've said this somewhere else, maybe. Is that okay?
Yeah.
And it comes from the film Groundhog Day, which you've probably not seen.
I've seen it again and again. That's yeah. such a hack joke.
I'm proud of you, though.
Thank you.
I read this book by the writer of Groundhog Day about the making of Groundhog Day,
yeah.
and he basically said it's sort of one of them things. Biggest hit of his career, biggest thing, and everyone kept sort of afterwards going, can you write another Groundhog Day type of thing? And he realised, no, this was sort of this one-off magical thing. And even he's like, I don't really know where it came from or how, why it affected people so much. And then he's like, he's looking back on it. Anyway, he says, what Groundhog Day really is, he says, Groundhog Day is the same day every day. Everything is the same. Everything. Everything is set up the same. The only thing that is different every day is how he reacts to it, Bill Murray. And as the film goes on, he starts reacting positively, not being affected by this, affecting this. And the little ripples that he does through the whole town, through his day, is what makes Groundhog Day a good day or a bad day. It's entirely on him how he deals with exactly the same stuff every single day. And that, I think, is why all this darkness that's in the world,
yeah.
all this stuff that we're scared of, all these things going on, it's up to each of us to make our tiny ripples of positive, of nice, of kindness, and it spreads and spreads and spreads until the whole planet is one big ball of light and we move to another sphere.
I love that. That is beautiful. Wash out your Yogi Pots. It is though, isn't it?
In a way.
That's beautiful, actually. Well, you've done ever so well. You really have.
So quick, these. I wish they were longer. Can you come up with some more stuff? This is the 100th episode. It should be longer, shouldn't
it? Yeah, it should be longer. What do you want me to ask you?
I don't know anything. I just want to be here. Don't make me go home. Here's a question. Mm. Would you rather die falling out of a plane?
Yeah.
A parachute doesn't open. Or...
God, I don't like that one.
Doing a sort of stunt motorbike jump, really impressive, but you crash and die.
I guess, can I say neither?
No, you have to pick one, I'm afraid.
Can I be 80 then?
Yeah.
Oh, motorbike on the 80. What a way to go. Legend. Go into a ball of flames and go.
Yeah.
You know, what does she expect? She's not got the mobility. But I'm on a mobility scooter. You?
On a ramp. I'd fall out the plane. I'd love to. That's how I'd like to go, to be honest.
And that's where we're different. Well, we're going to do a stunt show, aren't we, one day?
Yeah, I think that's why I was thinking of that. I was thinking, if we die on the stunt show, how would we like to go?
Well, I don't think we'll die on the stunt show because we're going to have people around us that are...
trained professionals.
Yeah.
If anyone's listening from a production company or the cinema, I always wanted to be a stuntman and I also thought I'd like Lou to be my stuntman.
You know, I'll forgo as well.
And I thought maybe there's a show in us being stuntmen.
Yeah, jumping off. We like jumping off.
We like jumping off things. And
as I get older, I get more scared. Like I,
yeah, that's good though. Good stakes. Yeah. Good for the audience.
On the funfair rides, Ben, you're like this. I get more scared these days and I find myself sort of praying to the angels quite a lot, which I didn't used to do.
No.
On the one at Tivoli Park that just goes up and down, but it goes.
I love an up and down.
It drops.
Yeah, I love it.
My heart's in my mouth and I'm praying to the angels 24/7.
You know, me and Mavis Martin went to Universal Studios Tower of Nightmare Nights. Right. Nights of Terror or whatever it is.
Lovely.
And very scary. Lots of things jumping out at you.
Yeah.
Lots of very, very impressive actors, actually, because they run at you with knives and axes, but they don't hit you. And people freak out, you know.
They hit them. Sometimes they hit
stop.
The actors.
Yeah, but they stop just inches before so they look like they're going to stab you, but they don't. Yeah. I'm like, how many times have they got that wrong? Apparently never. Very impressive.
Wow.
Anyway, you go through these mazes, haunted mazes, and it jumps out at you in the maze, and there's very loud, and the tiger jumps out at you. And there's a bit, so as we were with this group of people, it was all women and me and May, and they go, Brett, you go at the front, and me and May are at the front. And we're like arm in arm walking ahead through this scary maze. And a thing jumped out this side of me. And I throw May against the wall.
Yeah.
And I jump on them like they are a bomb.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of protecting the world from the bomb. And you can see it in this video. And I shout, Mavis! Chuck them in the wall and jump on them.
Whoa, you jump on May. So you're not trying to protect May, you're trying to...
No, my instinct is I'm protecting May, but my way of protecting May is to throw them against the wall and jump.
Well, that's so weird, because we had exactly the same thing. Me and my boyfriend, Sammy, went to... That's to the listeners, not to you.
also to me, come
we
on.
We went to Tivoli Park, and we went in the ghost train thing. It was so scary. And then... He fell down and, like, his knee was bleeding because he was so scared. And then the guy, when we came out of there, everyone was looking at us like, oh, my God, we didn't think it would be that scary because he had got blood running down.
Oh, wow. That's
like,
great.
What the hell do they do in there? But there's a video of him, like, turning me, like, ammunition kind of thing. And the look on our faces is honestly, like, we've just seen it.
And now it's time for Terrific Spurific. And now it's time for Terrific Specifics.
Are you ready for your cuddle type?
Yeah, have you got no more cuddle questions?
No.
Right.
We're going for some food.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You looked at me like you wanted to kill me then.
No, I'm just sad. I don't want to leave this room. I've become very guy dependent over the space.
But we're
minutes.
Having food.
Yeah, but we'll have to... We won't be in the safety of just the three of us.
Yeah, it's sad.
Cuddling. Hang on, don't I have to cuddle you and we see how it feels?
No, new format point. Oh. Someone's not been listening to the last
I have, but I thought that's because you were on Zoom. I've been listening to ones we do on Zoom and you imagine cuddling them.
Oh, no, that's old. That's old. You've listened to newer ones.
I've listened to all your episodes, but like I'm like, when we're in person, I want to cuddle.
As it's 100th episode, I think we'll do a one-off cuddle.
I think so.
Yeah. And then I'll give you your cuddle type. This is a cuddle calculator. Genuine excitement. We should have done the whole thing cuddling. You said we should.
That's what I wanted to do. Nuzzle me. Oh, I really wish I'd won the agent.
She's still got it.
I'm going to give you 100 because out of 10.
I'm going to give you 100.
Thank you.
Pounds. And ask you to use that money whenever you need it. And anytime I can get more cuddles, I'll pay you another £100.
Thank you. Brett did actually give me £100 once to not talk about trinkets. And I took it.
That's a true story.
The cuddle calculator. Are you ready for your cuddle type?
Yeah.
Are you a bit nervous?
Yeah.
Drink your
I'm
diet
nervous
coke.
After what happened with fucking psychic suit.
Oh, no. Because she said ultimately it'll be fun in the end. The end. Okay. You are... A gorgeous weighted blanket. You look good in any home and you have a lot of spark. Yes, you're dangerous enough to set us on fire at any time. I wrote that in a rush.
Can I just say, I'm like flattered to be something that could set on fire and whatnot.
Mm.
I've had a weighted blanket.
Mm.
My experience of a weighted blanket, I'm not exaggerating, when I've had a nap with a weighted blanket on, I feel profoundly depressed.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Is that just me? Am I all right?
I haven't had a weighted blanket before.
Right. It really sort of makes me depressed.
Right.
Mm. So it's a lovely thing to call me, but at the same time, it's making me think, oh, maybe I'm a bit of a downer.
Shall I change it to cuckoo?
Yeah. A wooden cuckoo that could also catch fire.
A wooden cuckoo. Maybe your cuddle type is hot chocolate.
Mm.
Who doesn't want a hot chocolate? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The perfect end to a day.
Yeah.
A hot chocolate. Your cuddle type is a heated
electric blanket.
Okay. Sure. Your cuddle type is a gorgeous heated blanket.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You'll look...
During winter. Yeah.
You'll look good in any home.
And if someone died in my arms, they would be burned.
Burned alive.
Yeah.
I want people to know. No, you've got that spark, you know, you're dangerous. You're dangerous enough to set us on fire, but we take the risk anyway.
Yeah, I've also got a safety plug.
You're the must-have accessory.
You're going to sweat in the morning.
You're going to sweat in the morning. Anyone would love one of these on their bed, and that's Brett Gustin.
Lily Sanders, may I say, as your biggest fan, I've listened to 98 episodes of the 100 Cuddle Club. In fact, I've probably listened to all of them. I'm just worried that, you know, it's possible I could have missed two over the years. It's one of the best podcasts there is. And I love that you do it. It brings me joy every day. I like talking to you every day. And if I can't talk to you, I listen to Cuddle Club and it's like hearing you in my head and it makes me happy. Oh. And whenever I'm sad, too much of a weighted blanket, for e.g., I whack on Cuddle Club and I feel better. So congratulations on 100 episodes and many more, as the tune goes.
Well, you're going to make an old girl cry. Thank you for coming on. I love everything you do. I love everything you are. Yeah, it's an honour to take £100. It's an honour just to know
it's
you.
It's money well spent. I've never heard about trinkets since.
It's just an honour to be your friend, you know, your brother, your soul sister.
You're my soul sister and I love you.
And thank you for coming on Cuddle Club twice.
Thank you.
See you at episode 200.
I'd love that.
So that was Bradley. Bradley. Big guns, big legs. Oh, hang on, he's flexing. Now, Brett, have you got a website or anything you want? Have you got a LinkedIn page you want them directed to?
I think I am, Spotlight.
Okay, if you want Brett, you can find him on Spotlight. If you want to find out more about Brett, then, watch Ted Lasso, watch Super Bob. You know who he is. Stop wasting my time, but you don't know who he is. he does live shows. The man's a workaholic. You could probably go and see him in a live show. And then, you know, do it now before he moves to Hollywood again. Is that okay, Brett?
Yeah, it's a really... That was more effort than you put in for most of them. I'm very flattered, thank you.
It's because you're in the room.
I really love this. I do this every week.
Oh, do check out Brett's film podcast. You probably already have, but it's absolutely excellent. It is Films to be Buried with Brett Goldstein. Thank you to the listeners of Cuddle Club. I love when you get in touch to say you like it. It warms my little heart. And I love when I see you in the street and you rush over with tears in your eyes. That's the best thing you've ever had. No, but thank you for listening. Thank you for helping us get to 100. We are taking a little break, but we will be back at some point with the next 100. It's as easy as that. If you've got any ideas for guests, I suppose we could take that on board. Okay, love you. Bye.
Beautiful.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.